Time now for your letters. Last week, I talked to California Congresswoman Linda Sanchez about a bill she's proposing that would make it a federal crime to engage in bullying online. Charles Kelly of Washington, D.C. wrote in to say this: I've admired Linda Wertheimer's interview skills, well, forever, but her interview with Representative Sanchez took an uncharacteristic and no doubt unintended blame-the-victim turn when she suggested that a young victim of cyberbullying could just unplug. Except in the most extreme circumstances, he writes, I don't think we would ever suggest that someone should just stop going to school or stop eating lunch to avoid bullying in the classroom or cafeteria, in the same way we would never consider telling a rape victim to avoid future rapes by staying at home behind locked doors 24/7. Instead of punishing them for being victims, don't we owe it to the victims to create a safer internet environment? Fair enough. We received many comments about our two-part series on rape in South Africa. Colleen Traylor of Groveland Township, Michigan, wrote this on our website: It is a true shame that women all over the world have to suffer at the hands of men. Somehow we must find a way to change this trend. Men need to learn that women and children are not property. We are humans and feeling people. And our discussion with senior business editor Marilyn Jewax about economic patriotism sparked quite a debate on our website. Megan McCombs of Newton, Massachusetts, wrote this:
I've always thought I'll buy the best product for me. If that's American-made, that's nice. If not, perhaps the American product will eventually catch up in value or quality. I feel the entire basis of the capitalist system is competition, and that giving patronage to the inferior product just because of its maker undermines that principle.
And Sean Ponchai Green of Great Barrington, Massachusetts, shared this: I believe in economic patriotism, but for different reasons. I try to purchase locally or regionally made products and shop at locally owned stores. I believe this builds a strong local economy, which can spread and connect to other strong local economies. He adds, if I buy products that were produced closer to where I live, they don't have to travel as far, and this reduces the amount of CO2 put into the atmosphere. We'd love to hear from you. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click Contact Us. Or you can leave us a comment on our blog, npr.org/soapbox. This is NPR News.